Nancy Starr lives in a comfortable cottage in the forest southeast of West Fork with her foundling dog Snoopy, a Basset Terrier mix, and Jolie, she thinks a coyote hybrid. And this former Chicago resident really lives from scratch. A first-generation Austrian Jew, both her immigrant parents were Holocaust survivors. Nancy cultivates her own garden, bakes her own leavened yeast bread, cultures her own yogurt, and ferments kombucha tea. The mysterious elixir sits in two cloth-covered glass gallon jars on her tidy kitchen counter.
Well, I make the kombucha every 2 weeks, which means I boil the water with the sugar solution in it. Then I add some kind of black tea, some kind of caffeinated tea, because it doesn't do well with herb tea. And then when those cool down, I add one of the old cultures to it. And then that sits for 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, it's ready to drink it.
The culture, as Nancy refers to it, is a large cream-colored pancake-shaped organism which floats on the bottom of the tea-filled jar.
But once it gets going, every 2 weeks, when it's ready to drink, it makes a new one because it's replicating itself.
So the original culture is called the mother, and the replicates, daughters, which Nancy occasionally shares with others. Kombucha first became popular among natural foods devotees in the 1980s, disappeared for a while, but is gaining favor again.
And what I've heard is people who like beer like kombucha because it's a little bit fizzy. It's kind of vinegary tasting. And another thing, this I think goes for anything that you ferment. When you start a new batch, you not only put in the tea and the sugar that you've just heated, but you also put in a little bit of the old kombucha tea itself.
As an inoculant, Nancy says she taught herself to ferment kombucha 12 years ago based on published formulas as a health drink. As the culture digests the sugar, it produces various digestive beneficial acids, certain vitamins, and enzymes.
Traditionally, the kombucha is an immune enhancer, so makes everything in your body healthier. I'm 67. I don't have any health issues. I don't take supplements because I do things like fermentation or drink herbs that are very high in minerals so that I don't need to supplement with a pill.
Hard to say if it's the tea, but Nancy Starr does have a glow. Her golden skin is supple. Her long silver hair sparkles in the morning light, and she's trim and really energetic. She says she drinks only a half cup a day.
Okay, that one. And now we'll try this one. This one I haven't had any of yet, but you can see it's much more clear. Okay, Jackie, which one do you want first? The sweeter young one or the more vinegary older one?
The younger one first.
Okay, that's this one.
Take a sip. You know, it's almost like there's apples in it. I taste like an apple-ish flavor.
Apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
Now this is the one that's now 22 days old.
Wow.
Also just been sitting on the kitchen counter, not refrigerated. So it keeps fermenting. Different,
Whoa.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Much
no
stronger.
Fizz and definitely tangier.
Yes.
Indicating the fungus has thoroughly digested the tea and sugar. Nancy Starr is considered a regional expert on kombucha. One of her students is Jessica Cahey, a project engineer with McGoodwin, Williams, and Yates. She also serves on the board of Ozark Natural Foods, where we caught up with her. Cahey says she used to drink kombucha as a child. She's been fermenting it at home for 9 months now. And as a microbiologist, she's done her research.
It's actually Russian. The first records of kombucha are from 19th century Russia, which, not to say that there aren't cultures that were maybe buried in Asian history, but that's what we know about it in modern America. But it's actually, and this sounds absolutely unappetizing, it's called a zooglial mat or a biofilm, which really means, oh yes, it's delicious. Biofilm means that it's a synergy of different bacteria, and mainly I think in kombucha it's acetobacter, but it's different kinds of bacteria with different functions and maybe a little bit of yeast thrown in that essentially have this synergistic microcosm together, and they produce different metabolic products.
Assimilated?
They assimilate in different ways. Some of them produce the alcohol, some of them produce carbon dioxide, so you get this really great bubbly fizzy in a completely natural way.
Jessica says the Nancy Star method of kombucha fermentation works well and is safe, akin to making homemade beer, wine, or mead.
But I kind of, as a kid, like the taste of vinegar, and that's essentially one of the byproducts of the kombucha, is the bacteria will take the sugars that you put in. It's just sugar and black tea, just like you're making sweet tea, and then you throw in this culture, this biofilm culture, and it assimilates the sugar and the tea. So I don't think there's a lot of caffeine in it after it's done, and there's hardly any sugar after it's done, but there's a whole lot of acetic acid, which is, you know, in layman's terms, vinegar.
And now Jessica Cahey is giving away the kombucha daughters, but when she runs out of the drink, she can buy bottles of kombucha at the co-op. A Beverly Hills-based company, Millennium, bottles raw kombucha under the label Synergy in fruit flavors like Guava Goddess, Cosmic Cranberry, and Mystic Mango. But it ain't cheap. It costs nearly $4 a piece. The label claims it supports digestion, metabolism, appetite control, liver function, anti-aging, and body alkalinity, although the bottle's asterisk will tell you the FDA has not evaluated its product for its nutritional properties.
I will be honest, I felt better within about an hour to hour and a half. I had a higher energy level. I felt great for the rest of the day. I wish I could stomach it.
Jerry Huddleston, Human Resources Manager for Ozark Natural Foods, says the Synergy's been flying off the shelves.
Kombucha's gotten really popular as far as what's known in our industry as a functional drink. And this is usually a drink that not only quenches thirst, but performs some other function as well. And what kombucha does is it gives people a lot of energy. The culture in it is very good. A lot of people are going towards fermented drinks because of the benefit to probiotics. A lot of fermented drinks have what are called prebiotics, which is the food that your gut flora or your probiotics actually eat. A lot of even our older shoppers are really coming and looking for kombucha.
But they're not finding it right now.
Now, the big issue right now is the FDA has removed a lot of packaged kombuchas off of the market until these manufacturers can prove the alcohol content of the kombucha.
Turns out Synergy and other kombucha products have a slight alcohol content due to the fermentation, considered trace. According to the company, less than 0.5%, but the FDA has concerns the unpasteurized drink's alcohol level can rise to as much as 3%. So natural food stores, including the chain Whole Foods, pulled it. As a result, social networks of kombucha fans are abuzz with a novel solution. Brew your own functional drink at home for pennies a day. But first, you have to find a culture daughter. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.